At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Police estimate 3,200 people yesterday marched through downtown Dallas demanding an end to immigrant bashing and growing racial violence. The so-called Mega March capped a rally 11 years ago, which drew a 500,000 people. Bill Zeeble reports this much smaller crowd shared similar goals.
Catholic, Muslim, and Jewish leaders prayed at the start of this broadly diverse march. Rania Rahim and Abigail Struby were impassioned participants.
This march is about mainly immigrants and refugees and just being there for them, opening up our borders for them, reducing the hate crimes.
We were built on immigrants. We need the immigrants. And just a basic humanitarian issue. People are coming here because they need to come here, and I believe we should let them in.
Rahim, a Muslim here from Bangladesh, took aim at immigrant bashers.
I am an immigrant. I'm a first-generation immigrant. I came here almost 20 years ago. In this past 20 years, we have had Republican presidents, we have had Democrat presidents. However, this is the first time I feel this current president may not have my back.
Incidents like hand-scrawled anti-Hispanic posters were left over the weekend at Foster Elementary School. It's populated by mostly Latino students. Officials condemned what they called hate speech. Zaid Rosenthal marched to defend the U.S. Constitution and the American way of life, he says, are now threatened.
If we don't want to have refugees and people who are looking for a better life in this country, then we need to just tear down the old Statue of Liberty and give it back to those people who gave it to us.
The march wended its mile and a half path toward Dallas City Hall Plaza. Along the way, marchers chanted USA, USA, heard frequently at President Trump rallies. A lone supporter of Donald Trump, Dustin Martin, held his big blue Trump flag, saying he represents America, not like the people who were marching.
America first!
Along the same route, a woman sold red T-shirts that read, "Immigrants make America great." At the end of the march, speakers took center stage. One of the rally organizers, Domingo Garcia, targeted the current administration.
Immigrants are not political piñatas to be kicked around for political points. We are human beings. We are families. We are building America with our hands. And we're going to continue to fight for the America that we believe is red, white, and blue. And it's all of us right here, all Americans.
The list of mostly Democratic speakers continued from Beto O'Rourke, who's running against Senator Ted Cruz, to U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro, and Martin Luther King III. Police reported no arrests. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Today in Vital Signs, cardiomyopathy. It's a group of diseases that make it difficult over time for the heart to pump blood through the body, and that can lead to heart failure. As many as 1 in 500 people may have the condition. I talked about this with Dr. Mark Thompson, a cardiologist on the medical staff of Methodist Dallas Medical Center.
There is a group of patients that have genetic-based or inherited forms of dilated cardiomyopathies, and these are ones that they pick up through familial inheritance of certain gene types. We've done a lot of the basic science research, but we can't necessarily prove the causality as much as we can prove the association. Certain gene mutations are seen in higher prevalence in cardiomyopathy. Now, the acquired versions, meaning ones that you aren't born with, those are mainly due to inflammatory causes. And those can be due to a lot of different diseases. Coxsackie is just a normal viral infection that people can get. Adenovirus, parvo B19. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, they have a virus and they may not actually develop the cardiomyopathy symptoms until weeks or months later.
Because this is one of those cases where you can have it and not know it.
Right. So generally speaking, it becomes known when people have heart failure symptoms. But most of those heart failure cases are due to hypertension, coronary artery disease, valvular heart disease.
There are several forms of cardiomyopathy. Is the treatment the same across the board, or does it vary according to which form?
If you have a secondary cause of cardiomyopathy, meaning something else in your body, hepatitis C, HIV, those you can treat the underlying disease and hope to get some improvement in the cardiac function. You also, though, will treat the cardiac dysfunction pretty much across the board with the same mechanisms, no matter what causes the cardiac dysfunction.
Can cardiomyopathy be cured?
Can we eradicate the causes of it? No. As a public health initiative, we try to get everyone to, you know, stop smoking, to exercise, to run. Even in the healthiest of individuals, if everyone were to do that, we would get rid of a lot of the secondary causes of cardiac disease. Some of the other more idiopathic causes of dilated cardiomyopathies, like I mentioned, you would still be at risk for, even if we were to eliminate all of the acquired versions of cardiomyopathies.
As goes the definition of cardiomyopathy, mm-hmm. You're basically talking about weakening the heart. Can a person ever fully recover from that?
Cardiomyopathy is one of those diseases, kind of like a cancer in certain senses, where you know that even if you can't cure this disease, you have to find mechanisms for making patients comfortable, healthy, and be able to live productive lives with it until they get to the end stages of the disease. We have, with the advantage of technology, come up with a number of end-stage heart disease treatments known as transplantation or left ventricular assist device. Mm-hmm. It's a mechanical pump that's inserted into the body that is able to do the job of the heart, which is pump blood. I would not say that there's no outcomes for cardiomyopathy patients. I think this decade and this generation of heart failure patients have more choices than even 20 years ago.
Cardiomyopathy can be acquired or it can be inherited, but in terms of acquiring the disease, can you avoid it?
Because we don't have a good mechanism of causation, mm-hmm. people get infected with, you know, viruses all the time. If the right virus happens to infect someone that's susceptible genetically, then that person has a higher chance of developing that disease process.
So the better you take care of yourself from the beginning,
the better chances you do have. And especially, like I said, if you can prevent the ones that we know definitively cause heart disease, diabetes, mm-hmm. hypertension, high cholesterol, we definitely can help to decrease the incidence of those.
Dr. Thompson, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Mark Thompson is a cardiologist on the medical staff of Methodist Dallas Medical Center. And the forecast, there's a slight chance of rain this morning, but then a 70% chance of it later on. Expect a high near 78. It's 70 degrees in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth.